So I'm originally from a small town in North Carolina that's all around agriculture. When I moved here, I realized most kids don't really know about agriculture. And being able to show these young kids about agriculture and like how exciting it actually can be is what really excites me.
This Agriculture Expo is something new in that we are trying with the county officers from all of the high schools in Spotsylvania. And we are coming together to create a little expo for the county to get them educated about agriculture, not only locally, but, you know, around the state. The different parts between animals and flowers and bees and pollinators to the tractors and equipment that, you know, help make agriculture happen in Virginia. You will see a lot of animals, definitely, and you will have, we'll have tractors there where we'll have the fire department and the police department, the water and soil, lots of different people and agriculturalists around our community.
Well, and the fact too that agriculture is a big product in Virginia, and to expose people to this is a great thing that you're doing here.
Oh yeah, it's just such an awesome thing to get to do and experience, to get to see everyone light up and get to learn about agriculture. We're going to have conservation police out there. We're going to have people doing like the tech stuff with drones. We're going to have animals out there. So it's pretty much anyone can find anything that they like that involves agriculture at this expo.
What's your favorite part of it?
I personally love the conservation and natural resource parts of it, as that's what I want to do in my future career. So it's really awesome to get the conservation police out there and get to talk to them.
This is why we are here, to educate people about agriculture and make them more interested, and to keep agriculture thriving in Virginia.
Well, and I'm sure that there will be either animals or some equipment or things like that that a lot of people that come may never have seen, you know, in real life and up close like this.
That's why we are there, to educate them and to let them know about, you know, what the specific breed does and if it's used for wool, if it's used for meat, milk, or, you know, what this exact tractor does on the field.
It's kind of really shocking, honestly, to see how many people don't really know where their food comes from. I'm from where, like, we grow tobacco and raise cattle, and then coming here where nobody really even has dairy or even cattle here.
Personally, my interest started pretty young when I, you know, saw everybody in their FFA jackets and I wanted to be like them. And I didn't really know what it was all about and how many opportunities it had. And once I got into high school, I started taking agriculture classes and I saw the opportunity and all the events that we get to go to, all the people we get to meet, and really just the opportunities that it gives you. And I took that chance to make FFA a very big priority in my life and prepare to pursue it in the near future.
Are they still blue jackets?
Yes, sir.
They've upgraded here and there, but they're still the same blue and gold.
You're an important club and provide a lot of good information and training for people.
Myself, I personally was terrified of public speaking and to be out there with people. But now being in here, I can talk to anyone. Heck, I'm on the radio station now. It's pretty insane how much FFA can grow people and like really show them what they can be. I think they should come because it's a great experience to see what their community holds just outside of agriculture. Like, there's so much you can do, not just, like, farming and getting to raise animals, but, like, the technology part of it, getting to, like, see all the careers involved more.
Do you see yourself someday with a career in agriculture?
Oh, 100%. I love getting my hands dirty, working hard. It's just a wonderful career to go through.
I cannot wait to get out in the community and meet so many people and talk to so many new people. And I'm really pushing to get this out there to the younger kids in the community because, you know, they're going to be going into high school and FFA is active in our community and in these high schools. And I want them to see what we do and get them excited and want them to join FFA and keep this ongoing for years to come.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. It's a great opportunity because my school in Cortland, we're mainly suburban, so getting to bring everyone out and seeing agriculture in a suburban area is just a wonderful thing to have.
So you're still looking at other ways that the community can get involved, or you're looking for sponsors, that kind of thing?
Yes, we're looking for sponsors currently, vendors, and also people to come out with food trucks if possible and just get the community closer together.